Who's this?
Hi, good afternoon, sir. This is Walter speaking. I'm calling on behalf of Metro Research. Sir, I'll be brief, but I'm conducting which is an opinion survey, and I would like to ask a few questions. It's about issues facing Massachusetts and schools in your area. Would you mind answering a few questions? Awesome.
Yeah, go on.
All right. I will start with, how many children are living with you and attending, which is kindergarten through 12th grade, on your house?
Two.
Okay. And, Anna, what is your age?
I'm 45.
And how do you describe your gender, man, woman, non-binary, some other way?
I'm a male. I'm a man. Who are you? What agency are you with?
Army?
Who are you with? Who is your agency?
I represent with just Metro Research, and I know this kind of questions, but
no, I can't. I didn't catch that. Who is it again? I mean, because I want to look this up. That's
Metro Research.
Research?
Yes, Metro Research. Like if you're research. Metro Research. Metro Research.
You don't mean research, do you?
Yeah, research.
Oh, okay. I was like, research? I'm like, you must have an accent that's like North Pennsylvania or something. I couldn't pick it up. Okay,
more or less.
Ahead.
All right. Would you like to, how will you describe your race? What, Caucasian, American, African, Hispanic, Asian, Native American?
I'm white, man.
Okay. And what grades are your children currently in? Kindergarten, first, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth?
They're in middle school.
Okay.
So sixth or eight.
Sixth or eight, okay. And which of the following best describes the school where your children are enrolled this year? I will start with a public school run by a school district, a public charter school, a partial or Catholic school.
It's a public school run by a district.
Correct. Okay. And you mentioned you had a, which is a child with a Lamar, actually in sixth grade. Okay. So the questions, the final questions will be regards to your children in sixth. Okay. So first, which of the following best describes the school where your sixth grade child is enrolled this year? You said it's a public school run by a school district.
Yes.
Right. And when it comes to your sixth grade child's progress in reading this school year, will you say you are a very concerned, somewhat concerned, not concerned, or not at all concerned?
No, I'm not at all concerned.
Okay. And to the best of your knowledge, is your sixth grade child reading at the level expected for students in their age group? Yes? No?
Yes.
Awesome. And has your sixth grade child's pediatrician ever discussed with you how you can support your child's reading development at home? Yes. They have? No, they haven't.
No, they've never. No need, you know.
Okay. And what information do you use to understand your sixth grade child's progress in reading and writing? I'll start with literacy screeners such as iReady, Early Bird, Divels, Star, et cetera. Information from a child's teacher, parent teacher conferences, grades report cards, English, languages, arts, MCAS, or MCAS, conversation with my child, or any other way?
Yeah, report cards, MCAS, conversations with my child.
Awesome. Do you agree or disagree with the following statements? I have received feedback about my sixth grade child's reading progress this year from their school. You strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, strongly disagree.
Feedback, strongly agree.
Okay. Does your sixth grade child's school provide any of the following resources to children who need help with reading? And I'll start with a specific diagnosis to help you can understand what your child's reading challenges are. Small group instruction, one-on-one instruction from a specialist, access to an outside specialist, resources to use at home to help practice reading, or any other source, something else.
Home. Yeah,
home.
We read all. both of my kids are excellent readers. They don't really need any help. I mean, we read to them when they were little, and, you know, they don't. No issue.
And have you ever looked for help outside of school to support your sixth grade child's reading progress? You said you was at home, but
no.
For example, hired a tutor. No, okay.
Nope.
No need. When your sixth grade child is reading at home and they come across an unfamiliar word, which of the following best reflects their approach? And I'll start with, they sound out the letters in the word and try and say them together to make a word. They try to guess the word based on context clues, such as pictures or other words and the sentences. Neither of these approaches. I don't know.
They sound it out.
Okay. And how effective do you think your child's school has been so far at teaching your sixth grade child to read? Very effective, somewhat effective, not too effective, not at all?
Very effective.
Okay. And do you know what?
But again, you gotta do some of the work yourself as a parent. I mean, you can't just send them to school not knowing nothing. You know, you gotta read to them when they're little. Because if you don't, then they're having a harder time. So we always read to them. They picked up, like, there's never been an issue.
And do you know what curriculum is used in your sixth grade child school for reading or English languages arts classes? By curriculum, we mean the types of instructional material, methods, and, you know, classes the school uses to teach a specific subject. Yes, no?
I would say no, because I've never had to look or utilize them.
Okay. Now,
so I don't know.
Right. Thinking about the tools and methods teachers use in the classroom to help kids learn how to read, how familiar are you with each of the following? And I will start three, curing or... cueing. Are you very familiar? Somewhat familiar? Not familiar? Not at all?
Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm kind of familiar, but, you know, as long as their grades are excellent, I mean, they really have no reason to start digging into stuff because, you know, if they have questions, just ask us or use the internet. I mean, it's...
Right. What about textbooks?
So I'm not really familiar because I don't really... You know, aside from a parent-teacher conference once in a while that we just, you know, beginning of the year. I know they're available. I just don't need to utilize them. That's all.
Gotcha. And what about textbooks by, you know, Countach and Pinal? Very familiar, somewhat familiar, not too familiar, not familiar at all?
I don't know. Not familiar.
Okay. Right. Sign word lists or flashcards?
They probably used them when they were younger, but
gotcha.
Not now.
Whole language?
Never heard of it.
Okay. Reading recovery?
Nope. Never heard of that one either.
Phonics?
No.
No? Okay. Guessing from context?
Yeah. I'm sure they've done that.
All right. And sound it out?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Oh, okay, great. Now, from what you know, what do you think research has shown is the best or most effective way to teach kids how to read? Cueing, guessing words from context and sentence structure, phonics, sounding out words, a combination of both?
All of those things.
All of those. Okay.
You need a multiple-pronged approach to really get things to stick. Because kids learn different. You know, some learn better with this method, that method, but try them all because you don't know what pathways you're going to be activating in their brains.
Right.
You know?
Okay. And that's great. And thank you very much for sharing that. And research has found that cueing, which is asking children to guess words from context and sentence instructor, does not effectively support reading progress. However, cueing is still a strategy used in many Massachusetts schools. Knowing this, will you say you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all concerned about the use of cueing in some schools?
The use of, I didn't catch that word, is it cueing?
Yes.
Can you describe what cueing is other than, like, you cue up in a line to wait for something?
Yes, basically. Let me see how other way that can I...
Yeah, you use it in a sentence there. Then I can probably figure out what it means.
Exactly. That's correct. That's the way. Do you feel very concerned about it? Somewhat concerned? Not at all?
Not concerned.
Right. And how much have you heard or read recently about students in Massachusetts scoring below grade level on reading tests? It's a great deal. It's a fair amount. Just little? Nothing at all?
Nothing really. I mean, nothing at all. I mean, I read all the papers and things, so I don't really see anything like, hey, we got a real big problem, you know. I mean, I'm sure there was probably a little bit of a bump during COVID, but I haven't heard anything since.
Right. Gotcha.
I think they caught up.
Right. And as you may know, more than half of students in Massachusetts are not reading at expected levels by third grade. Knowing this, will you say you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, not concerned, or not at all concerned about students' overall reading levels in Massachusetts?
I am always concerned, so I'd say very.
Right. And to the best of...
You need a strong citizenry who knows how to read.
I'm with you totally on that one. And to the best of your knowledge, are schools in Massachusetts required to use evidence-based reading curriculum, that is, curriculum that has proven to work in teaching students how to read or not? Is that a yes, they are, no, they are not? Yeah, okay.
Yes, they're using that.
Definitely. And do you think schools should be required to use evidence-based reading curriculum, which means curriculum materials that are proven to work in teaching students how to read or not? Definitely yes, probably yes.
Definitely.
Okay. And how do you think should be most responsible for ensuring students are reading at expected levels? Teachers, school districts, state education officials, parents, school administrations? What will be your opinion on this one?
I mean, I don't know how accurate this would be.
You guys are more parenting, right?
Yeah, I mean, both of my kids are I'm very active in their learning when they were little. So was my wife. So I would say the very first person is the parents.
Okay.
And then the school.
And then the school? Okay.
You know, to reinforce what they learn at home. I mean, it's...
Absolutely.
You know, I know there's probably some parents that can't spend time with their kids and read to them, and, you know, because they work two jobs or something. So,
thanks so much.
I mean, that's unfortunate, but we were lucky enough that we have the kind of flexibility where we always could read to them and we could always, you know, spend the time they needed. And then the school took over, you know, during when we were at work. I mean, so it's proven very effective. I mean, so as just taking personal responsibility as parents first, I think that's number one.
Absolutely.
Schools would be number two, and maybe the school district would be like number three, you know, administratively speaking.
Okay. And does your sixth grade child have dyslexia?
Dyslexia? No, he does not.
No. Oh, okay. And does your sixth grade child have an individualized education plan, sometimes called an IEP? Yes?
Nope, he does not.
Okay.
Nope.
And does your sixth grade child receive services for English language as learners, sometimes called ELL?
No.
Yes? No? Okay. And to the best of your knowledge, does your sixth grade child identify as LGBTQIA+ or not? Yes, they do.
No.
No, they're not. Okay.
Straight. He's like straight, so.
Okay. The last... A few questions are for static purposes only. What languages are spoken regularly at home?
English, Spanish.
Okay.
Well, I mean, they fool around with Spanish and other stuff, you know, just but not
Vietnamese.
I'm like fifth generation, so the language that my great grandfather spoke was Italian.
Oh.
You know,
okay.
But it's been lost since. So.
Okay. No worries. And what is the last year of schooling that you have completed? Will that 11th grade or less, high school, graduate or some college, 2 years more, college graduate, post-graduate courses, master's degree, or MBA?
Who, me?
Yes.
I have an MBA and a bachelor's and two associate degrees.
So the bachelor's?
Yeah, a bachelor's in business administration, a master's in business administration, and two associates I got at community college, which was like two associates in business, one for business admin, one for business careers. But that was an associate in science. That's because I took so many credits. I had to do this math crap that I kept. I was there an extra semester, so I said, well, let me here. Might as well get another one.
Okay. And last year, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Just stop me when I get to the right category, okay? Below $25,000, 25 to less than 50, 50 to less than 75, 75 to less than 100, 100 to less than 150, or more than 150,000.
You said gross income?
Last year, what was your total family income from all resources, more or less?
What was the last figure you said?
More than 150.
Yes, that one.
Okay. Now, finally, what is your five-digit zip code? Is it
01226?
Uh-huh. Great. And sometimes reporters like to contact survey responders to conduct, you know, a brief follow-up interview. We will need to pass along your answers and your name and phone number to a reporter for this purpose. Your responses to this survey will never be used in any report without your permission. We will be willing to be contacted by a reporter. Is that a yes?
Like
no?
From the newspaper?
It's a reporter. It's a dude, just a follow-up interview.
But, like, do you mean, like, from a newspaper?
No, it's by Metro
Research. You said reporter.
Yeah.
You said reporter.
Yes, reporter.
Oh, so through Metro Research Services?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's fine. Okay. I mean, I if I'm home, you know, I mean, if I don't answer the phone, you know, leave a message. Try to contact me again. If it's...
And would you like to participate in future research focus groups or, you know, surveys about Massachusetts and your community? Participants who take part in focus groups will receive, which is a $100 gift card, if that's
I'm kind of a concerned citizen and active when I can be.
Well,
so yeah,
that being
I mean,
said, we're almost done. Matt, can you please confirm, Mano, what is your first name?
Anthony.
Last name?
Lattizzori with an L.
Yeah, that's Italian?
Yeah.
Okay. What is the best phone number to reach you?
The one you called.
The one that I called, just confirm. That will be, which is 413-842-5242.
That's the one.
Okay. That will be 413-842, and the last four, which is 5242. Okay.
That's correct.
5442. That's how it is, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And what is the best email address to reach out?
I don't want to give out my email. I just I get spammed with so much stuff that I've got three different email addresses just to collect. I'm very goosey about handing that out. You can call me on this line because I know once I get the person on the phone, that's it. But emails keep coming. I mean, I bought something in 2006, you know, from a place. I'm still getting emails about it, you know.
Wow.
that's why I don't hand it out, you know. It's
okay. Let me just correct something here. I see that I cannot place some, leave some space to complete, place your phone number here. I want to make sure I'm placing the correct phone number. Mm-hmm. All right, so no email. And do you prefer to be contacted by text message? Is that okay?
No, this is a landline. Call this number. Just call the landline. If I have some time, I'm sitting around here doing nothing. I'd be more than happy to give you some information if you'd like.
Okay. Perfect. Let me see here.
You gotta catch me in the right mood, though.
Yeah, I did, and I'm really happy.
You
Thank
did.
You so much
no,
for
you
your
did.
Patience and everything. I'm just trying to complete some information here because it was asking me, like, two places, which is an email, but since...
All right. Take this email. I do check it every other day anyway.
Right.
T as in Thomas, B as in boy, I, Z as in zebra,
right.
0, numeric, 723 @gmail.com.
Awesome. Hey, Anthony, thank you so much for your patience and answering all the questions, all the information shared. It's safe, but it's really important as well. Thank you very much for sharing.
Sure.
Okay. You're
glad
the best.
To help.
Be safe. Take care. Have a good one. That will be all for today.
You too.
Awesome.
Bye now.
Thank you so much. Be safe. All right.
Yep.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.